Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Guys, I'm getting my hair done. Ask me anything.
Yeah. Well, I didn't speak during that, but I did write that, yes.
Here's a beautiful sport coat that you should buy for your husband or boyfriend, Lincoln Mayo.
Somebody asked me for a nice sport coat. I provided a link.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
But now, because we do have unlimited flex time and, you know, Greg's, you know, soft as a mush.
My soft ass?
I was going to say
an ice cream, right?
No, I was going to say a marshmallow.
Soft as a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Are you attacking my appearance?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Huh.
Why would anyone want to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Well, didn't the Pats play there like a few different times recently?
In New Mexico.
Yeah.
No, what? You might be thinking about Mexico City.
Really?
Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Mexico City.
Mexico City.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Shime, if you needed your anal glands expunged, you wouldn't consider that to be major?
Express.
Well,
Express.
I don't need that, thankfully.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody? What up, what up?
Good morning.
Hi, Mego.
Hello.
I need some help. I don't want to ask you, probably an insult if I did, but nothing without Courtney, I can't figure out all the tech over here. So I'm looking.
What's happening?
I'm looking at the wrong format is in place when it comes to Twitch. So
I can pop that up for you in the break. I meant to do that before the open, but I was rushing a little bit. That's why I had the Twitch website up to make it quick and easy.
This is such
an
embarrassing start.
It's fine. It's rather embarrassing, but. Mm-hmm. It's an old man thing. I can't, and I don't know if I can even bring the call screener up on the computer.
Shine, what are you doing back there?
I didn't even know the call screener wasn't up.
Yep. Jeez. Well, we are blessed to have you here. By the way, end of times like outside this morning.
Yeah, crazy.
Shine, you got the forecast? Is it going to rain like this all day? There was ponding and near flash flooding on my way over from the seaport this morning. I don't know if that's continuing all day.
So it's not going to continue all day, but it is going to continue into the afternoon. Should dissipate close to around 3 o'clock.
Okay. Right. There is one cluster F that I would warn you about on the Mass Pike East out near Charlton. There is an overturned tractor trailer.
Oh,
so
that
sucks. And that is screwing up. That's where out by Sturbridge, you know, where 84 is. And so if you go that way, it's going to take you longer than it normally would. But we are delighted to have you here filling in for Courtney. And you're here to talk after a Red Sox sweep. Are you back in? Are you right back in, Mego?
Back in pending.
Okay.
Pending, and I'll get into, I don't want to step on my lead because it has a lot to do with the trade deadline, but I think that they have to show something against Tampa. Like, that's what it comes down to now. You got four games against the Rays. We know that you can bully these crappy teams at the basement. can you do it against a real team in your division? And right, and so then I'll declare myself back in.
Not that impressive when you are beating up on the worst team in Major League Baseball.
You're beating up on them, which is good. Like, you're taking care of business. You can right. only play who's on the schedule, but I'm not going to do backflips. It's nice to see Yoshida looking yeah. like he did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, you got Walker Buehler back on the mound tonight. I don't want to, like, start off on a very negative note, yeah. but you got a little something to figure out there.
Well, we are going to get to talk to Craig Breslow one more time before the All-Star break, mm-hmm. and we'll do that at 9 this morning.
Right.
And that's the Red Sox front office
right.
report.
And I don't know why, Mego, you're like a lot of people go down this road of, well, you got to do it against Tampa Bay. You've played Tampa Bay once this season, and you won that series. Like, so they've done it before. You swept the Yankees, and you took a series from the Yankees when they were first place in the division. So they have proven that they could beat the good teams. Like, I don't buy when people say, well, it's the Rockies. It's, well, you've proven it. You could do it against the good teams. The thing is.
But you've also proven not so long ago that you could rip off 6 losses in a row
right.
for the first time in the last 3 years.
Right.
So but that's what she's saying.
Right. But that's the thing with this team when you look at them all year that's kind of really put them where they are behind the eight balls, because they had those 5 losses in a row, another 6 losses in a row. Like, that's where they have to change and not let that happen, because they can beat the good teams, but you can't go into these funks multiple times throughout the season.
Yeah, and I agree that they've shown it against Tampa before, but they're also a different team right now because mm-hmm. they have Willy Abreu back, because they now have Masataka Yoshida back, hopefully getting Bregman back sometime this week.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to be?
For this series.
Who are you going to be when you're that complete product? Are yeah. you going to be able to put it all together immediately against right. a divisional foe?
Well, that's why. And I pray to whoever one prays to that they don't rely on this brief period of time in which they have been very successful going into the deadline and think that they can stand pat with these guys because you're getting guys back, because you're getting Bregman back,
right.
because you're getting because you got Yoshida back, because you got Rafaela, who is hitting the cover off the baseball.
Right.
I hope you don't just sit there and go, all right, this is what we thought this team was going to be going into the season, and we're finally here, and we don't have to do anything.
Well, I hope they look at it and go, they realize, they go, we're a better team than we were, and we're in a better situation. And they go, we need to add to a team that is much better than where we started or where we've been, because when you look at this team, and the reason why I think they're much better is because of their starting pitching has been consistent here lately, especially, you know, Crochet's been consistent all year long. But when you talk about Giolito and you talk about Brian Bello, those guys have been consistent, you know, here for, you know, a month or so. And now if you go, we can add some elements to the starting rotation, to the bullpen, we can really, because the bats have, you know, in here recently have kind of come alive.
Yeah.
And guys are,
I mean,
really hitting the baseball.
Like it seems like it happened right around the time that you traded Rafael Devers.
Well, it took a little while to get there. We had a rough week there yeah. after that Seattle series. Let's not forget
time.
That.
Yeah, we won't
Again,
forget
I don't
that.
Want to be coming in here with a negative slant
no.
on
oh,
everything.
Please,
but
do.
I'm waiting
be,
for
be
Tampa.
Negative.
Yeah, I'm waiting
fine.
For Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
prove it to me. Get past this 6-win streak. You've done it once before this season. Like, this is your season-high winning streak.
Yeah.
Get right. beyond this.
So these 4 games, you got a split, or do you need to win the series?
Right. I think a split is probably enough.
Okay.
Right.
I feel like I know that's kind of right in the fence, but yeah. I'm not trying to be too much of a hard ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Split
yeah.
is all right.
Yeah, split works well.
All right. Well, Mego is here this morning, and we got a lot to get to on the show, including our leads coming up in about 15 minutes or so, and then they set it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss what Deion Sanders says needs to change when it comes to paying college football players.
All right. I want to hear this one.
Not a guy who is normally opposed to a bag of cash.
Nope.
Or to finding ways to get a bag of cash.
No,
so
he isn't.
We will get to that and the rest of they said it later. news coming up at 7:45 on this morning show, and I mentioned Craig Breslow at 9 this morning. And as always, Hill Notes, we will play those back at about 9:20. So you can leave one of those on any topic. Mego, who is here this morning, certainly a potential topic for Hill Notes.
Oh, good.
I don't know what happened with Courtney also. She was complaining on the social medias that her flight from here to New York was delayed, and then that she was going to, she was basically forecasting some kind of an airline incident of the day because of her flight being delayed. Mm-hmm. So I don't see Courtney as being a violent airporter in the news, but maybe she is.
Okay. Right? No. I recently had to fly and had some struggles with my flights. I feel like, isn't this something now that sadly we've come to expect with air travel? Like, especially if you're connecting,
you
just have to accept there's probably on one side or the other going to be at least an hour delay. Like, if I'm lucky, even if there's no weather in the area, there's going to be weather somewhere else that's keeping a plane from getting
something.
To you.
Yeah.
You're waiting around. The staff for one plane isn't there because they're stuck in another part of the country. And
pilots,
maybe it's just getting older.
Pilots are S-based somewhere.
There's not enough of them.
But I don't understand why she brought this up yesterday on the show, why she didn't fly why they didn't fly Aer Lingus direct.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, because they wanted to fly Delta.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be a points thing, right? It's got to be a points benefit system.
Well, do you even get anything for points anymore?
But it builds up your future points.
It does?
Yeah, and if you purchase like with a rewards or whatever, sometimes you get like 2x points or 3x points. So they add up.
Yeah.
Greg, you jinxed her. Like, this is your fault, to be fair.
Why?
You brought it up. You're like, oh, hopefully you don't have to deal with anything on your plane ride. Ha, 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 ha.
There have been, like, torrential thunderstorms and downpours, as you discussed.
Correct.
At least there's kind of a reason there. There have been moments when we've all been sitting in the airport and it's been 70 and sunny, and you're like, what the hell is going on?
But see, I always look at it like this. If you're going to do a layover, you have to be really careful on, you know, like, the flight you're taking. If it's a long trip, I'm with Greg. I'm going direct.
Always.
Yeah, if it's
to sit in an airport and deal with that nonsense?
Airport bar.
No. I'm good. Like, if it's a long trip, if you're flying from here to Cali or, like, with Courtney from, you know, here to Ireland, just say, you know what? If Delta don't have a direct flight, find the airline that does, because you might run into problems that there are delays, and now you're making a trip even much longer. And I don't want to turn a 6-hour trip into a 15-hour trip because of delays, because I didn't get a direct flight.
Yeah.
Stay away from that one.
I come from a family that gets very stressed out about these logistical things. So I just approach it like I went to the Outer Banks. There's no way you can fly direct to the Outer Banks from Boston.
Oh,
so
that's
no
fine.
Matter what, you're going to have a layover.
But isn't that like South Carolina or something like that?
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
But it's like our flight got delayed. Our second flight got delayed. We had almost 2 hours in the airport. I'm like, let's just go to the airport bar.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing you can do. You're at the mercy of the airlines.
Right. Yeah. But that's not bad. You probably flew to Charlotte.
No, we flew to Norfolk.
Okay,
Virginia.
So now it's like, all right, when you get on the plane, Norfolk, Virginia to North Carolina is what, an hour and 30 minutes?
It's like 30 minutes. It's
30
bizarre.
Minutes. There you go.
I told you this in person, I believe. I was so jealous of that trip. I love the Outer Banks. Do I love the destination, but I love the television show.
I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my Lord.
But it's not really about the Outer Banks. They talk about piracy and stuff, right?
Serious, legit plot.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
And that's
it's like today's Goonies, right, Greg?
Is that what it is?
Really?
Is it kids searching for a pirate ship?
They're not kids. They're, like, older. They're, like
teenagers.
Yeah, I think that
is. Is it like the OC?
Well, they're like 30-year-olds. The
playing
actors
high schoolers.
Are 30 playing teenagers.
And they're really looking for, like, treasure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, Outer Banks was some type of, you know, young 20-somethings that were, like, vacationing on island or, like...
Very much so not that.
Oh, like in South Carolina. Oh,
that's what it actually is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, before I could get to her, Julia Hill fell for the trap that was Courtney talking about that show that she was watching.
Oh,
Which has the ending, like the triggering ending.
What show
we
is
were,
this?
We were... What's it called?
Oh, we were Liars?
Yes.
So, Jones's wife was just talking to me about that.
Yeah, but my poor daughter, I wish she asked, or she somehow missed us talking about it, but it's got an ending that virtually nobody in the world wants to see, and so I got a message from her late last night about how traumatic it was to
watch.
Is it
gross?
It's not... I don't want to spoil it, but it's not... It's like something that nobody... Most people... You would absolutely not want to.
Is it a dog getting hit by a car? Because when that happens in a show, it's immediately turning it off.
It's that you got part of it correct.
Mm. Okay. So, why do you do that?
I know. Why do people do that?
It can't ever test well when you kill the dog.
What? Did you see John Wick? I mean, have you not heard of the John Wick franchise?
They killed the dog. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and it's one of the biggest franchises in movie history. You know,
he kills a dog?
No.
His dog dies, and he kills everybody else.
Yeah, and I watched.
Which that's an interesting understand.
I resonate with. Yeah. That's probably why it had success, because everybody resonated.
And I'm going to tell you about, because I watched Pain is Wick, the making of John Wick.
Okay.
And
who watches the making of things?
I do.
Nearly nobody.
And that, and that was one of the things.
Even John Wick, whoever played John Wick, didn't
Keanu
watch
Reeves.
Keanu Reeves didn't great even actor. Watch yes. the making of John Wick.
And that was one of the things that the studio was like, you cannot put it in the movie. And they said, we are putting, and then they tested, and like 80% of the women that saw this were like, we can't wait for John Wick to kill everybody. So actually them putting it in the movie was something.
Because you get retribution.
Yes. Worked out really good.
But they show the dog death.
Well, it don't like
or they allude to it.
You hear it, and then the dog like...
No. I don't even want to hear about it.
All right, that's the thing.
Spoiler, it kind of dies in John Wick.
Sorry, John Wick's been out for a while. Yeah. You're good.
So, but I'm telling you, it's like...
Does Superman have a dog in the new movie?
He does. Crypto.
Yes.
No, he does. Crypto's Superdome. The best.
Countdown to that. Are you going tonight?
No, I'm not going until Sunday.
Oh,
we have a friend visiting from out of the country. Yeah. But yeah. I am going Sunday.
Yeah, fraud. Your friend from London doesn't like Superman?
No, I don't think she's a big Superman fan.
I'm with you, Shime. I'm not going until Sunday either, probably.
Okay, but Shime, it was one of his leads this week.
I'm seeing it this weekend. I'll have a review for you on Monday.
Okay. I think you should be in line like the rest of the Superman line buddies waiting tonight to get in to see the first screening.
Yeah, you know, Greg, that sounds great. And I would have done that in my, like, you know, teens and early 20s. But nowadays I got to get up early in the morning for work. So, you know.
All right. Well,
we make sacrifices.
We have a lot to get to on a Thursday morning. And that includes what is trending first thing this morning with Mego.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The Red Sox swept the Yankees with a 10-2 win last night, led in part by the return of Masataka Yoshida. He went 3-for-4 with a double and RBI in his season debut. Carlos Narvaez, William Abreu, Romy Gonzalez, and Jaron Duran all homered for the Sox. Hey, let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Must be 18 years or older to play. Do you guys want to hear Alex Cora?
I would love to. I want to ask you guys about the home scorebook keepers who are all up in arms because Rafaela got the night off. Like,
They were
all over Alex Cora on that, but...
It bothers me because it's going to be the same people who are crying if Jaron Duran gets traded, and then they're crying when different guys are sitting because there's a log jam in the outfield.
Yeah.
Like, it's one or the other. You got to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, for a guy who would hit a home run in 3 straight games, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have sat him, but that's just a me thing, I guess.
Here's Cora.
Here's Alex Cora.
There's a lot of energy right now. Well, obviously, that comes with winning and swinging the bat well, but we just got to be ready for tomorrow. We got a big series against the Rays, and, you know, just go out there and play hard.
Lionel Messi had 2 goals in the Inter-Miami-New England Revolution match at Gillette Stadium last night. That was enough for a 2-1 win over the Revs, and Messi becomes the first player in MLS history to score multiple goals in four straight league matches.
He's like the Putin of MLS, because wasn't there one game we scored like 5 or 6 goals? I feel like they just, because he's in the league and it brings so much
he's so much better than everyone else.
They just kind of let him do what
he
wants.
Putin.
Yeah, remember Putin scored like 20 goals in a game? It's like, get out of his way or we'll all end up dead. It's like, Messi's here and he's like driving the league, so get out of the way.
Are you suggesting that they just let him score?
Maybe they don't let him score, but it's just kind of like, well, I mean, I know you're that good, but damn, you're scoring 5 goals in a game?
Or he's that much better than everybody.
Well, I would still say, what's there, 10 other guys, 11 guys that he has to get by? Like, one can't get in the way? I mean, aren't they professional soccer players, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's different in the MLS. Okay. No disrespect to MLS.
No.
Compared to, say, the Premier League. The Red Sox welcome the Tampa Bay Rays to Fenway tonight for the first of 4 games. Walker Buehler gets the start for the Sox. You can catch all of that here. Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call at 7:10 on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And Christian Arcan gets you ready with pregame at 6:10. Big news. Coca-Cola is now buy 2, get 2 free at Shaw's and Star Market. That's right, buy 2, get 2 free on 12-pack cases of both Coca-Cola and Diet Coke, 12-ounce cans. Lowest priced item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Hey, go. Pretty good job. Yep. Trending number 1 this morning. You wiped the sleep right out of your eyes, and boom, nailed it. All right, we are going to get to our leads coming up next. Well, Curtis is off on the longest vacation ever in the history of radio, and Courtney is now officially on vacation, and Mago is here filling in, and you know me, just trying to be supportive and nice, but I'm taking abuse on the text line because of the way in which you did trending, and they're saying that I'm not treating you the way I would treat Courtney.
I had one job. And it was to say Rockies instead of Yankees.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. And I believe you started trending by saying this.
The Red Sox swept the Yankees with a 10-2 win last night. It's a prediction that I was making.
Okay.
I was making a prediction.
When
did
they even play the Yankees next?
I was manifesting that for you. Mm, it's okay. Literally, I wrote it. It's sitting right in front of me. And I can't read the word. I like need to perform it and get over my skis. Mego, you had one job.
Yeah, they both end in E's.
Yeah.
So maybe
that's
Rockies
it.
And Yankees.
Big dummy start by me.
August 21st, Shime. The 21st through the 24th,
save
they
that.
Play the Yankees.
All right, there you go.
Save that. When they sweep the Yankees and they win 10-2 exactly, you guys will look back on me and speak of me well.
Well, it happens. Don't worry about it. It happens to all of us.
I don't know what you meant.
To Courtney's credit, she doesn't. Generally on Thursday, she's pretty sharp. So I don't know that she would have missed that one.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair criticism in comparison of me.
Well, then again, technically, that would be like her fourth day of the week.
Whitney,
this is your first day of the week. So this is kind of your Monday. So she might have some kind of flubs on Monday. So
I mean, to be fair, yesterday on the show, she said that the New England Patriots had played 4 or 5 games in New Mexico.
Yes.
So, to be fair.
To be fair, though, and I'm sorry to our listeners in New Mexico, have you ever met somebody who's actually, like, from New Mexico? It feels like one of the more irrelevant states in the country.
Great point.
Yeah. No.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
I mean,
That's a hard word. It's written funny.
You girly pops stick together is what I've. New Mexico, I always look at it. Isn't that where we keep the aliens?
Is it area 51?
Right. Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's really what the state is for, is just to hide.
It's just a desert.
We have all the alien spacecraft that we've recovered, all the alien bodies that are there for the autopsies. That's really the only purpose.
A lot of nerds Naruto running trying to get into Area 51.
Yeah.
Can I ask something very stupid?
Correct.
Why is like Sedona and Phoenix, why are those areas so popular, but like New Mexico is blah? It's just desert.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great, I mean, I feel like Arizona is a retiree destination. A
lot of golf courses.
That's probably why. But you could have golf courses. Can you not have golf courses in New Mexico? I'm sure they have great golf courses.
You probably could. I don't know if they do.
Jeff Bezos from New Mexico.
He is?
Yeah, I guess.
There you go.
Oh, I
don't
know.
Is he from Albuquerque?
Yeah, he is actually from Albuquerque.
Nailed that.
I like when Wiggy goes right to Google and then acts as if he's not
on.
He
is from New Mexico.
Well, I wanted to see famous
It's also the simplest Google of all time.
Right.
I said most from New Mexico.
Well, most famous people from New Mexico, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, all right. Says John Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What a fraud.
Well,
maybe he was just born
there. Wiggy will tell you that the Country Road song was actually written about Massachusetts.
Yes. No, it was written about Maryland.
No, it was actually technically Massachusetts. Because what made me... Well, here's Courtney. Mago, here's where I'll give you the credit. Because I heard...
Whatever her name is.
I heard you talking about this, and then I deep-dived it. His wife was from Maryland. But the original songwriter, the guy who wrote the song... was from Springfield, Massachusetts, and it used to remind him of his drives with his dad.
But it fits perfectly in the song. We talked. I don't know why they didn't just go Almost Heaven, Massachusetts.
Because it was about Maryland.
No,
because the story can't say I always heard
Almost Heaven, Maryland. No,
Maryland.
It doesn't work.
So I always heard that it was written about a road near my house where I grew up, like a very specific road.
Who told you that? Your dad?
No.
The guy who wrote
some guy she was dating.
The guy who wrote
wanted to drive her down the road.
That's what,
she's like, oh, okay, I'd love to see the road.
Want
to
go down the John Denver road?
The guy who wrote the song, his wife was from Maryland. So they would drive to Maryland, but the song was about his childhood when dad would drive him in around the Springfield, the Western Mass area.
So the song is about driving around Maryland, being reminded of Massachusetts, but writing about West Virginia.
No, his wife was just from Maryland. That's it. That's where a lot of people, I don't know where you heard it from.
All right, thank you, Casey Kasem. We appreciate that. I'm Casey Kasem. This is a song that was written about Maryland, but really supposed to be about Massachusetts.
I'm going to send it to Megan.
You read anything on the internet and you believe it to be accurate.
Well, anytime the Vikings boat cruise is brought up, you go right to the internet.
It says you were right there on it.
Either you believe the internet or you don't.
It says you and a bunch of strippers were on a boat.
Do you believe the internet?
They don't know what the they're doing.
They do not. This is Johnny Cakes from Saugus. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Greg. Hey. I need to defend Courtney.
Mm.
Colonel is an acceptable term. Does anybody remember Colonel Clink?
They didn't say it that way. You're talking about Hogan's Heroes, the great television program of the 1970s. They never said Colonel Clink. They did
Sergeant
not.
Schultz did. Sergeant Schultz.
I don't
Schultzy. Think,
maybe.
Did they ever call him Colonel Mustard or Colonel Mustard?
I have a Colonel Clink impression if you'd like to hear it.
Please, I'd love to.
You familiar with the show?
No, not at all.
Mago's
so I'm
not.
Excited.
I'm not. You see, I have a blank look on
my
face.
Are you familiar with the show?
MASH?
No. No, Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
General Bulcata, I assure you, Colonel Hogan will not be escaping from this prison camp. How was that? Well, you don't know because you never saw the show.
It sounded great.
It sounded a little bit like you reading the Ask Me Anythings from Courtney. By the way, takes courage.
What?
Ask me anything. And then
really?
Respond to it on social media.
You're not responding to anything. You're just responding to, you're picking out the questions that you want to answer.
Yeah. I've done it once or twice and everything is like, and it's like, do you sell feet pics? That's all the requests I
get.
Have
you thought about
it? And worse.
You could probably make a lot of money. I don't know. I haven't seen your feet. But
my feet are disgusting.
They are.
They're really gross.
So you couldn't make
athlete
any money.
Feet.
No, that's not a good thing. That's the number. That's the first thing I look at is a woman's feet.
How many?
That's
was
the
it,
first thing you look at?
Yeah, because I think the feet and the shoes tell a lot.
Okay, Rex Ryan.
I mean, like, I'm not a feet. I'm not like a foot fetish person.
It sounds like you are.
No. But I just like shoes and feet. On a woman always have to be immaculate. It, like, if you could be beautiful from head to toe, but if your feet are jacked up, I can't do nothing for
you.
So you
would have never, if your wife was never in the picture, you would have never been with an athlete, with an athletic woman? Because our feet are not good.
Yeah, well, I mean, my wife was an athlete in high school, but if I looked down and her feet were jacked up, I would be like, nope.
Yeah, I have 8 toenails, so that's where we start.
Yeah, I'd be like,
yeah,
no.
2 of my toenails. Your daughter ran a marathon, so you should be familiar with this. Sometimes the toenails just keep falling off, and then they just stay off.
No, I couldn't do it.
They're like, we're done.
So there's nothing on the other 2?
The little baby ones.
Baby ones. Thank you.
Stinky feet.
Yeah. Keep those things in their
I go to get a pedicure, and they just paint the skin.
Can't do nothing for you, mate.
So when you did ask me anything, how many requests did you get for foot pics? Is it just one dude? It's a lot of guys?
That's like the most innocent. People will be gross.
Oh, they're gross.
There's a lot of really nice stuff, and then there's gross stuff, and I just think it's not worth it. It's really not. That says something more about the attention that I'm attracting compared to Courtney.
It absolutely could be. All right, well, give Mego a follow on Instagram if you're looking for photos of things. What's your Instagram?
At Mego Waffles 22.
Oh, okay.
With 1 G.
Was that your nickname, Mego Waffles?
I made that handle. Okay. I made it a long time ago before
like
I ever
waffles?
Thought it would be used
right.
for anything.
It's
like Eggo waffles.
Oh. I pressed the wrong button. Sorry. why didn't you do Lego my Mego instead of Mego waffles?
I don't know. Should I change it?
No, I just think the pun is way cooler than just, no offense.
I made it a long time ago. I didn't think I would be using it ever for something that was work related.
So is waffles like your go-to? Is that why you went with waffles?
No, it's just I thought it was a play on Eggo waffles.
Oh. Hot take. The Eggo, perhaps the best frozen food item that one can eat. Always dependable. Legit taste. When in the toaster, when coming out of the toaster brown.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes almost at many times better than a waffle that you might make at home. Am I off on that?
So
name a better one.
I think maybe not.
I would ask, are we talking like just like peak height or most consistent? Because I would agree, Eggo probably most consistent. But if you're talking about peak height of a frozen food, when a Hot Pocket is good,
yes!
A Hot Pocket is real good.
Okay, but you got to be careful with the Hot Pocket.
Exactly. There's no consistency to a Hot Pocket.
The thing about
but when
hot
it's
pocket,
perfect, it's phenomenal.
Coming out, you're like, I got to exercise some patience here.
Right.
Otherwise, my mouth is going to be burnt for a week.
Right. But the only other thing...
consistent, you can never not count on an Eggo.
No, Eggo is the most consistent, without a doubt, because you just toss it in the toaster. As soon as it pops out, that puppy is good to go.
You don't have to preheat the oven. Like frozen pizza, you got to preheat the oven.
Right.
You probably have to add cheese to it because there's going to be like 4 tiny little pieces of frozen cheese on
The Eggo's the easiest thing. The Hot Pocket, the problem with that is sometimes you'll put it in the microwave and the inside is still cold.
So that's why you got to overcook it and then let it sit for a minute your mouth.
Sometimes when you overcook it, then the breading becomes too hot.
Oh, or the sauce gets kind of like tough inside.
And then it depends on like which Hot Pocket you like. Do you like the steak and cheese one or are you a pizza person?
Well, pizza.
In the Twitch chat, Ace, by the way, you can watch this show on Twitch every day. Thank you and good morning to those who do. It's brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Get a diamond. If you're about to pop the question, find out about diamonds from the experts at Springer's and then pay less because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. A suggestion that bagel bites are the most dependable frozen food of all the frozen foods.
They suffer from very similar issues as a Hot Pocket because sometimes they can be very cold. Other times they can be molten lava hot.
Well, the best frozen, like those type of foods, if you got to make them, because you can either go microwave or you can go toast oven, depending on what you want. Hands down, a pizza rolls. The little Tostitos.
Okay.
The Totinos.
Yes.
Totinos.
Totinos, whatever they are. The little
Tostitos is a chip. Totinos is a
whatever
pizza
they
roll.
Are. The little. Sometimes you like to put them in. Sometimes I go microwave if I want them 2 minutes, boom. But then if I want the little crispy outside, I throw them right in the toast
those
oven.
Those things are like little grenades. Like they're like volcanoes you throw in your mouth. I can't eat those.
Oh, they're so good. What do you mean volcanoes?
Like no matter, I'll let them sit for 2 minutes and I'll pop one in my mouth and it's like immediately roof of my mouth is scalded.
And then if you do them on the oven and then... My wife's cousin down in Newport News, Virginia, hit me to this one. He would put them in like a fryer.
air fryer.
Well, but
well,
no,
the air fryer but, makes
but
all
it,
of that
it
better.
Wasn't the air fryer. It was the actual, like, he would make
a
his.
A fryolator?
Like.
Dude has a fryolator at home?
Like the catfish.
That is, that's next level.
With the grease in it, and drop down in there.
That's probably pretty good.
Yeah, and he would make them in that, and I was like, oh, man, this is spectacular. Yeah.
That could be an issue after midnight, which is when most people are making the pizza rolls.
Right. Dangerous. Late night.
But he was an old country boy, so he knew how to do all that stuff.
All right, we're going to have to take a break. I'm sorry. So are we getting a lead from Jackson?
If you want one, he's ready.
All right. Lead from Jackson, lead from Shime, lead from Mego, lead from Wiggy, and a lead from yours truly, all coming up on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Oh, my Lord. Great lead song this morning, Shime, from The Replacements. Actually, one of Mego's favorite bands.
Yes.
And great choice.
That was almost my wedding song. And we're coming up on a year this weekend.
What happened?
My husband wanted a different one. That was more like our song. We had more sentimental.
Huh.
So we went with that one.
What was it?
It's a Jason Isbell song.
Oh. I have no idea who that is.
You would like him. He's not really country. He's kind of like Americana-ish. You would like. Give him a listen, rather.
You're continuing, along with all of us, to enrage this 603 texter who had to listen to talk of foot picks and frozen food and is really infuriated right now. Mega.
I think that guy listens to the station all day because
he wants them all fired.
And
he wants everybody fired
for every day
for the
we apparently we know nothing about sports. Wiggy just played in the NFL but knows nothing.
Yeah, nobody knows anything about sports. You're talking about foot picks.
Well, I think is that more interesting than sports is foot picks, right?
I think it might be.
I really believe it is.
I don't get it. You're a foot guy, Wiggy.
No, I'm not a foot fetish person.
You said the first thing you look at with women is their feet.
Well, yes, because I feel like even their shoes, though, like they can have shoes on. I'm a shoe, like a foot shoe person, you know, for women.
Okay.
Your shoes should look good and your feet should look good.
You sound like a foot guy.
Nah, but I'm like a foot, like I don't need to see foot, like, you know, like a foot fetish. I'm just thinking like that's like.
I mean, I agree.
That's an ick for me.
I agree with the texter. I prefer talking OBP.
Sit.
All right. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru, and it is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I have a friend with a foot fetish. Have you ever found out a friend of yours has a fetish that you're a little bit uncomfortable with?
I just did. He's sitting next to me.
No, but I have a friend with a legit one. Like he
define legit.
He seeks him out for, self-entertainment.
How do you know this?
I mean, when you're in a band with somebody, you get to know them very, very well.
Okay. And, how deep does the fetish go? Like, is it just pictures or does he pay to touch them or like what? Like,
I don't know if that's not happened.
Okay. Okay. Very odd.
Yes.
Now, when he shared his fetish with you, did you then share yours with him?
No, I did not. No.
Okay.
Male bonding.
No, we uncontrollably made fun of him for years and years on it.
Your fetish, I think we learned inadvertently on this show, is watching old people massage vegetables at the farmer's market.
No, not necessarily, but I do like a good deal.
Okay. All right, Jackson, your lead this morning?
So I have either a lesson learned or a life, Jack. You guys can pick. I have an option today.
Hill Notes Jackson guy seems to like the life, Jack.
All right,
so,
well.
Okay, here's a life, Jack.
Over the course of the last month or so, I'm not looking for any commendation or anything, but I've stopped drinking, right?
Oh,
so,
wow.
Just to kind of clean up and get myself straight.
Uh-huh.
And, with the lack of alcohol, I've noticed a giant craving for anything sweet. Chocolate, fruit, soda, anything. I have to get my sugar intake up. And I discovered that... So watermelon is one of the most wonderful treats on the face of the planet, right?
That it is.
But it's a giant pain in the ass to cut it up. It gets messy. It's all sticky. And, you have nowhere to put that giant half a watermelon because it's rotten, so it falls. And you don't want to put the nice part on, anything that's dirty.
Tupperware bowls.
Yeah, but, you got to get a big Tupperware bowl. So my life, Jack, is you cut the watermelon in half and you eat it with a spoon, just like a big-ass bowl. It's wonderful.
Are you suggesting that the watermelon is a fruit that comes with its own bowl?
You got that right. It's like a bread bowl with clam chowder, except for watermelon with fruit.
I think most of the melon, everybody in the melon category actually comes with their own bowl.
Yeah.
Whether it's honeydew or cantaloupe or such, yeah.
My entire 39 years, I've never thought of doing that, and I did it the other day, and it's a wonderful, convenient way to eat a watermelon, if you want to be a giant pig and eat a half a watermelon by yourself. But when you live with one other person, it's easy to do that.
Yeah, excellent life hack. A lot of people just go in there and cut it all out and cut it into squares or whatever. No. I do love watermelon.
Cuttings for the peasants. Eat it like a bowl of goodness.
I would argue that one of the greatest ice cream treats of all time is available at the juice bar on Nantucket, which is watermelon and vanilla ice cream just blended together and made into like a frap or whatever. But it's actual real watermelon. It's fantastic. Unbelievable. All right, Jackson, thank you. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going to get to sports for that 603 texter?
Yeah, it's sports adjacent, okay. I would say.
Great.
Yeah, okay. So, Greg, I want to give you some credit. Not only old people are subject to scams. Normally, it's the boomers that need to watch out for these scams, but it's not just boomers anymore. As Wiggy knows, Wiggy was subject to a scam not too long ago.
Yes, he was.
And NFL...
Some guy from Nigeria stole all the money from his bank account.
Yes. Yes, yeah. An NFL player...
We need to know your bank account right now.
And Wiggy's like, okay, yes. No problem.
Are your son is in dire need of a new computer. He goes to the University of Massachusetts.
That occurred. Where were we? We were at the Woodshed.
Yes.
On the Cape.
Gotcha, boy.
For a pregame before a roadshow. Yeah. And Wiggy went running out because a scammer had gotten all of his bank account information from him. Yes. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
So last year's first round pick for the Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Turner, was allegedly a victim of bank fraud scheme that resulted in the theft of $240,000.
What? My
gosh. According to the police sergeant Rich Evans in Eagan, Minnesota, through our investigation, several suspects have been identified, and we are working toward criminal charges to hold them accountable. Approximately only $2,500 of the stolen funds have been returned, says Evans. And so what happened was Dallas Turner was at home, and he got a call from someone impersonating a Chase Bank branch or a J.P. Morgan Chase Bank person and saying that somebody was trying to be him or impersonate him in Arizona. Mm. And they had presented two copies of ID to execute a wire transfer.
Mm.
And so the caller then instructed Turner to transfer money to two separate businesses to prevent the attempted theft. Turner then went to two Chase Bank branches to transfer $120,000 each to these two different businesses.
Mm. Mm.
Later realized he had become the victim of a fraud scam.
They get you, man.
Wow. Okay.
They get you.
Interesting lead, Chime. Thank you. When we get to They Said It, one of the things that we will discuss is Deion Sanders and what he is now saying about what college athletes are being paid. And I think that is of interest. So we'll get to that coming up. We're going to, if you are thirsting for sports, like that 603 texter, I believe Mego said her lead is Red Sox related.
Yes, it is a straight up Red Sox lead.
Okay, that's coming up next as Mego fills in for Courtney. Wiggy, is your lead sports related?
My lead is
sports.
It's sports.
It's sports?
Yeah, okay. I mean, you call it sports.
I'm between two leads. One is about a vicious assault on clams, which I won't stand for. And the other is what the city of Boston has purchased to help those who ride their bicycles.
Not enough clams.
Right? Not enough clams. All right, I'll go in the clam direction then. Coming up next.